Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Happy Hour Friday here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour straight ahead. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Smoke and Joe Patrick going to join us. Recap everything that's happened this week with the Falcons and free agency. Shout out to Frank Rudd. He's out there with a...
My dog.
It's like a freshly opened bottle of Basil Hayden and a cigar. It's a good start on a Friday. We appreciate it. If you're out there drinking something, send us a picture of it. Give you a shout out at TBM929, at RandyMack81, and we'll get to some Sports Jeopardy at 1240 as well.
I'm just thinking about, you know, because I saw some quotes from Myles Garrett talking about he talked to Russell and was like, you know, basically, okay, like, if you don't want to get sacked four times a year, come here.
Right.
Come play with Cleveland.
Yeah, at least you don't have to get hit by him anymore.
Yeah, you don't get hit by him. And then I saw what DK was saying, that he talked to Russ. Mm-hmm. And I guess because Russ hooked him up with him and Ciara hooked him up with this young lady that he's engaged to now.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I saw that in the press conference that he just got engaged to this young lady that was hooked up by her, Russ and Ciara.
So they were the matchmakers for DK.
All right. You know, so, I mean... And then,
you ever do that?
Huh?
You ever do that?
What?
You got like a single friend and you and your wife or whatever have like, I mean.
I did it one time.
Never.
I did it one time and I love him and he know, I talk about him because I talk about Emmanuel Mathis. Hooked up Emmanuel with one of Donna's girlfriends, mm-hmm. right? Mm-mm. Worst thing ever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Because of her, not because of him, because Emmanuel's freaking awesome. He's a good brother.
Sure.
But he knew what it was.
Right.
He didn't know what it was.
Right.
Yeah.
So right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's the risk you run.
To be 20.
I'm not a matchmaker.
To be 20 again. To be that just
would like, you go back to be 20 again?
Oh man.
Hit a button?
I
don't think I would. I think this is better.
But I mean, I like this.
Yeah, I like this.
I like this version of Randy because this
is what I wanted when I was 20.
This version of Randy is at a point where, like, I've been this way for a long time. I've always been this way, but I mean, the older I've gotten, the just don't give a damn. Mm-hmm. And, like if I don't want to do something, I won't do it. And I don't give a damn if it upsets you, Randy. Yeah, that's just, I'm in that mode right now. Before, man, I don't want to do it, but I want to do it, so I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Huh. No.
Do you think that's going to grow?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, eventually I'm not doing nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I told you my phrase.
Eventually I'm not
I told you my phrase because that is like.
That's the goal, right?
There's two things in life about me that always people say this. They say, oh, if I say no to something, oh, you're being mean. Why is saying no being mean? That just means no. And then
there's various ways to say no.
Why is it that if I don't want to go somewhere or we're going to this place. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to go. You don't want to go anywhere. I didn't say that. Don't do that. Don't say I don't want to go anywhere. I just don't want to go there. You know, there's a difference between the two.
Right.
But people
eventually
I always want to generalize me with.
Well,
that.
But I'm not.
Like, I do.
I'm on your side of all this. I'm just saying. Eventually is to never do anything.
I do so much stuff. All right, that it goes unrecognized. Okay?
Well, that's because you live with people that want to do everything all the time.
All the time.
So when they do everything all the time and you do, I don't know, 25% of it.
I do more than 25%. I do at least 30.
30, okay, 30%
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
That means two out of three is a no.
Yes.
But
it's not even a
no. They remember the no more than the yes.
It's not a no, though. It's not, that's what
I mean. I know. It's a hell no.
It's not even that. It's just, I just don't want to. I don't want to is not no.
Do you do it? Then it's a no.
No. I don't want to does not, is not in my, it's not me, Randy, does not, I don't view it as no.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to.
But then again, like, that's fine.
Yes.
On the front end.
Yes.
When it happens, are you there, is no or yes. Like,
sometimes,
that's what it is.
Sometimes,
right.
Yeah.
30% of the time.
Yeah. But my thing, and my kids are always like this with me. I don't never like to give the first yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe that's why they think you're mean.
Like, she's so good. See, my kids, they're different because they're my kids. All right. My wife is so funny because she's always like if she wants to do something and I don't want to do it, she gets so mad at me because she knows eventually I'm going to say yes. So why did I just say yes the first time?
Yeah. I had a very you response yesterday to a thing that was brought up because my wife had been out of town all week. She got back. It wasn't 45 minutes before a trip was suggested.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been over this, but 2025 is the year of no trips. We're not doing trips.
Right.
She's like, oh, the weather's going to be really bad this weekend. We should go to South Carolina. Like, what? I'm talking about? Why would we do that? It's like, well, I just, you know, I thought that maybe this would be the right thing. I was like, because sometimes when she says stuff like that so confidently, it's like, did we have a conversation about this
and
I forgot?
Exactly.
Did I forget that maybe like the second weekend of March we were planning on going to South Carolina? Mm-hmm. And then I went back to my 2025 rule, which is no, there's no trips in 2025. So that couldn't be.
Right.
But my reaction was very abrasive. I was like, what are you talking about? Why?
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, dog.
We're not going to South Carolina. But, we're going to weather the storm.
My family, my sister-in-law is in town. They were going to go to Nashville for the weekend and everything. But I guess they don't want to go anymore. So they're doing a staycation over they're doing a hotel with the pool and everything because our pool's not open yet. I'm just like, cool. But it's one of those things where when my wife says we, my first response after that to her text is, am I included in the we? And I always go, am I included in the we?
Is the answer to that ever no?
Yeah, a lot of times.
It is? Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Then I go back to the point where I'm like, okay. Because I have.
Great, have fun.
You know, exactly. Y'all go have. I saw them this morning because they're probably gone when I get home from work. I'm like, all right, baby, I love you. I'll have a great time. Bye, 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 bye. Let it go. Fine. But there are certain situations where I'm like, I don't do, because this is how she knows she's going to get with me, because she knows that I don't share hotel rooms with other people. Well, her sister's here, so they're going to have one hotel room. My room.
That's a smart way to do it. Yeah. If you have all these like specific stipulations, then you can get out of stuff like that, too. Mm-hmm. It's like, see, that's one of the rules.
Yeah.
I don't do that, so I can't be there for that. Very smart. Let's get to an NFL no home.
I don't drive over 3 hours to go nowhere. I'm working that for you.
Yeah, right. I also don't fly anymore, so so I don't go anywhere then.
Dude, you gotta get your ass to be in an airplane soon.
Well, I'll be someday eventually, but hopefully never again. I don't want to fly. I hate it. It sucks. It's the worst. All right, let's hear DeMarcus Lawrence saying what he said about Dallas, and then we can get into the responses that happened after this. But here's DeMarcus Lawrence. Yeah, so that's what he said into a microphone, one of the first opportunities he got after signing with the Seahawks. Micah Parsons didn't like that very much, so he said he was, like, jealous or something.
Yes, and this what happens, envious, and this some clown blank.
And then DeMarcus said, yeah, well, it's true. So
I don't
maybe
know.
If you were on the field and not podcasting or whatever, then maybe I would still be there.
I don't know what goes on in that locker room, but this – lets me know that these two dudes didn't like each other.
Yeah. Like the first opportunity they weren't teammates, this is happening. Yeah. Those guys did not like each other.
It lets me know that these two dudes didn't vibe. And so, like, you're not going to Super Bowl to Seattle.
Probably not.
Yeah. But,
not anytime soon.
I just think that.
Although they've won one more recently than the Cowboys
have. But I just think this to me seems like these two cats don't like each other, never like each other. I saw a tweet where Micah's brother got in on it. Like, sit your little dumb ass down, okay? you only relevant on Twitter because your last name is Parsons Jr. Shut the hell up,
so
all right?
He's just Micah's brother.
Yeah, man, shut the hell up, man. All right, don't be tired because you get your little ass slapped. All right, get out of here. Get out of here, dork. Come in here. I bet you. Shut up. Micah is a grown enough man to take care of himself.
No kidding.
But to me, this seems like these cats didn't like each other, and it seemed to me like D-Law was like, I'm about tired of this.
Right. You don't say something like that in this ever, really.
Yes.
But in this day and age, knowing full well, like, from the time he said that to the time Micah Parsons responded to the time he responded to Micah Parsons was all within like 1 hour of each other. Like that was all bubbling.
That's one of them
for
guys
a while.
Where he got his brother. Hey man, you see what D-Law said? Then Micah go look.
That's
let me get mad and tweet this back.
Now Micah's got something to talk about on his podcast.
Yeah, but I think that's what it, I think D-Law, he's still a new school, but he seemed like he got a little old school bottom.
I just love the signing for the Seahawks. I think it's a smart signing for that defense.
Get a veteran in there, everything. Yeah. But yeah, that's all that was. These cats don't like each other.
You see any of the video or pictures of Sam Darnold's introductory press conference with the Seahawks?
I saw he looks like a young Andy Bunker.
Fitting right in.
He looks like a young Andy Bunker.
Fitting right. I think that was a Pendleton flannel that he had on. It looked pretty nice.
Where's Pendleton? Expensive?
It's a nice one.
Oh, okay.
100% wool. Good action.
Yeah.
But no, he looked like he was ready to be a Pacific Northwesterner. I got a lot of people tweeting me pictures of Sam Darnold yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, no, I've heard we look alike. And then he shows up with the flannel on in Seattle?
Yes.
I'm rooting for him. Here's Doug Whaley talking about Aaron Rodgers holding up the Steelers and the entire NFL.
He's absolutely correct.
He is correct.
And Aaron's loving this and everything.
He is.
And I think we talked yesterday, and I think the longer it goes, the more I think that he's waiting for this Minnesota thing. And to me, it seems like Minnesota is really, really digging into this thing with Aaron Rodgers. Because
what do you think that even means? What do they need to know?
I don't know. Now, could they go with the whole theory of the year after Achilles and all those? I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't want that kind of spirit in my locker room.
Exactly.
All right?
Exactly.
Even with like when Brett went there, it wasn't like this.
Not quite.
It wasn't quite like this. All right. Like, we didn't find out how much of a creep Brett was until years later.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't find out how big a creep.
Aaron Rodgers has been letting us know what kind of creep
forever.
He is for 5 years.
And so, this is a hard one for me. I'm like, you got a young quarterback, because that's the thing about it. If Aaron comes, is Aaron coming on a 1 year deal or is he coming on a 2 year deal? Then that just. What do y'all not know? What aren't y'all telling us about JJ?
Yeah, maybe that's a part of it, and that would make sense. Like, if there's something about JJ McCarthy that is unknown to us, then that would, I don't know, that would explain this a little bit to me. But unless that's what's going on, I don't understand what the conversation. Like, okay, second year after an Achilles, that's a 2 minute conversation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's taking so long? It has to be some sort of debate in the front office about whether or not it's the right thing to do, right? Like, there's no, I don't know.
Dude.
I wouldn't do it. That's all I'm saying.
Wes Schweitzer still around?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Wes Schweitzer?
I do remember Wes Schweitzer.
Wes Schweitzer.
Did he just get signed?
Yes, with the Patriots. I don't want you to know. Wes Schweitzer.
I believe he was on the Falcons NFC Championship team, wasn't he?
Oh, I could tell you that.
Wasn't he?
I think so. Yeah, I remember Wes Schweitzer was going to be the answer.
To what question? No, he wasn't. He joined the team the next year. Played for the Falcons in 2017. So the last time the Falcons made the playoffs, he was on that team in 2017. He was on the team for a few years. All right, we'll come back. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us next. We'll talk some Falcons with him. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.